Dr. Pinsky dictating a supplemental report on June 27 regarding Nuvonda, N-U-V-O-N-D-A, Mendez, M-E-N-D-E-Z. As you know, I previously evaluated Ms. Mendez as described in the reports above, for the most recent two of which, the most recent two of these pertain to the current subject event of 11/30/15. Period. I was previously in receipt of documentation from Dr. Sabo, S-A-B-O, through 5/17/19. Period. New paragraph. Scratch that. On that occasion, he wrote she would need a new cervical spine MRI due to the new injury with worsening cervical symptoms. Period. Regarding the lumbar spine, she had axial greater than radicular pain and may need an L4-S1 posterior lumbar interbody fusion. Period. They discussed treatment options in that regard, but Ms. Mendez did not avail herself of that course of treatment. Period. New paragraph. Additional records show she was seen on 6/19/19 by Dr. Martin at Med Express. Period. She reported getting into a trucking accident on 5/10/19 while at work. Period. She was in the hospital all day after the accident. Period. She claims to have injured her upper back, comma, neck, comma, left arm, comma, and left leg, and was still in pain. Period. More specifically, she stated this was a high-impact motor vehicle accident 5 weeks ago when she was rear-ended by another 18-wheeler. Period. She was driving her own 18-wheeler and did have loss of consciousness as well as multiple injuries. Period. She was seen in the ER and had no fractures. Period. She also had a chronic back injury issue, which was under another workers' compensation motor vehicle accident claim. Period. She has seen other doctors for her chronic issues and was going to physical therapy, but she did not know who ordered it. Period. She was evaluated and diagnosed with low back pain, comma, neck pain, comma, dizziness, comma, pain in left arm and pain in left leg, as well as concussion without loss of consciousness. Period. She was referred to neurology and to orthopedics. Period. Therapy was kept on hold until orthopedics cleared it. Period. New paragraph. At the referral of Dr. Sabo, she did undergo an updated cervical spine MRI on 6/29/19 compared to the study of 4/9/19. Period. Insert that report here. Period. New paragraph. On 7/1/19, she was seen by Dr. D'Isabella for evaluation of concussion and cervical pain that occurred on 5/10/19 when she was in a truck accident. Period. She was a restrained driver and denies the air brakes deployed. Period. An ambulance was present at the scene and transported her to Cooper Emergency Room. Period. She had a CAT scan, x-rays, and gave her an injection for pain. Period. She then followed up at MedExpress, who prescribed ibuprofen. Period. Dr. D'Isabella diagnosed cervical pain and concussion with loss of consciousness. Pretty started her on cyclobenzaprine. Pretty reviewed her MRI, which was not read by the radiologist yet. Pretty did show some minor degenerative joint disease and disc bulging, but no foraminal or central encroachment. Pretty referred her for physical therapy for the cervical spine and vestibular therapy for her balance. Pretty also removed her from work. Period. Physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period. She continued to be monitored by Dr. D'Isabella over the next few months. period on 8/7/19, Dr. Disabella noted it was hard to test her in the office cognitively due to the fact that she has dyslexia. Pretty then ordered a neuropsychological evaluation where a more personalized testing can be done. Period. New paragraphs. The petitioner was seen again by Dr. Sabo on 8/9/19, following up her cervicalgia. Paired status post. Work-related injury on 11/30/15. Paired, the pain was mildly improved. Period. She also had left upper extremity numbness and paresthesias, as well as weakness. Period. He noted since the last visit, she was involved in a motor vehicle accident on 5/10/19 and was out of work for that. Period. She reported gait disturbance, but there was no bowel dysfunction or bladder dysfunction. Period. Past medical history was remarkable for rheumatoid arthritis, comma, lumbar disc displacement with radiculopathy, comma, cervicalgia, comma, post-concussion syndrome, comma, and cervical radiculopathy. Period. Dr. Sabo reviewed various diagnostic studies, including several MRI reports that will be inserted here as marked. Period. She had also had received physical therapy to the cervical and lumbar spines, as well as injections to the lumbar spine, all with temporary relief. Period. Dr. Sabo wanted her to continue physical therapy and return in 4 weeks as needed. Period. Authorized her to continue working full duty. Period. New paragraph. She saw Dr. Disabella again on 9/9/19, by which time she still had not seen the neuropsychologist. Period. On 10/10/19, she was seen by neuropsychologist Dr. Tremaine, T-R-E-M-A-I-N-E. Period. She opined, she observed, she expressed fear of being labeled as retarded. Period. Her mood and affect were expansive. Period. Her conversation was tangential and at times irrelevant. Period. She performed below cutoff on the symptom validity screen and even more poorly on a cognitive screen with items specific to reading or writing omitted, parentheses where which were counted as 0 points, close parentheses, period. Her husband reported that she has memory difficulty, comma, difficulty sequencing chronological events, and has become irritable and argumentative. Period. Dr. Tremaine opined it was unclear whether her symptoms are due to an anxiety slash stress response to the accident, comma, concussion, comma, exaggeration, comma, history of learning disability, comma, or a combination thereof. Period. Neuropsychological evaluation was therefore recommended for differential diagnosis and rule out an organic versus psychological cause, comma, causal determination of symptom origin, comma, and treatment recommendations if indicated. Period. She expressed that, quote, while cognitive and psychological symptoms may have been present in the weeks and months following her concussion, comma, such deficits are not detected in current testing, and her performance across most measures was solidly average. Period. Severity of psychological symptoms have also declined. Period. While residual mild adjustment disorder may still be present, much of this can be attributed to historic factors and have resolved well enough to return to truck driving. Period. Some residual anxiety symptoms, such as elevated blood pressure, may be causally related to the accident of 5/10/19, though this has mostly resolved. Beatrice experienced a re-emergence of symptoms when she returns to work. She should return for brief psychotherapy, although that is not anticipated. Period prognosis for timely transition back to work and full recovery of symptoms was excellent. Period no further neuropsychological intervention was recommended. Period her final diagnoses were adjustment disorder with mixed anxiety and depression, as well as reading disability / dyslexia. Period on 10/25/19, Dr. Mendez wrote a note clearing the petitioner for full duty. Period. She saw Dr. Disabella through 11/12/19. Period. His assessment at that time was cervical pain and concussion. Period. She was doing well from her concussion and was stable. Period. He reviewed Dr. Tremaine's notes and felt she has reached maximum medical improvement and was cleared to return to work full duty from her concussion standpoint. Period. Next section, findings and conclusions. As noted previously, on 5/17/19, Dr. Sabo recommended an updated cervical spine MRI. This was done on 6/29/19 to be inserted here. Period, she returned to him on 8/9/19. Period, physical therapy was rendered on the dates described. Period, on 6/19/19, she went to MedExpress, having been involved in a motor vehicle accident several weeks ago. Period, she then was seen by Dr. Disabella relative to a concussion sustained in that accident. Period. He monitored her progress and had her undergo neuropsychological testing. Period. Dr. Tremaine cleared her to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. On 11/7/19, Dr. Disabella did so also and deemed she had reached maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. There remains 0% permanent partial or total disability. Referable to the chest, comma, sternum, comma, ribs, comma, neck, comma, back, comma, hands, comma, or shoulders, as this relates to the incident in question. Period remains my opinion, those soft tissue injuries have long since fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. Period, I explained her subject, the complaints were extremely disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury in this case from nearly 6 years ago. Period, it is also now evident that Ms. Mendez was involved in another motor vehicle accident in 2019. Period, she again offered widespread symptoms that were disproportionate to the objective findings and mechanism of injury. Period. Any worsening in the anatomy of the cervical spine detected on the MRI of 6/29/19 would not be attributable to the event of 11/30/15. Period. I will try to identify the results of the earlier cervical spine MRI from my prior report and mark them to be inserted here. Period. And that is the end.